We told you so. That's what backers of asteroid detection systems have been saying since one burst through the atmosphere and exploded as a meteor over Russia last week. The Air Force began looking for these falling rocks in 1996. Later, NASA started a program and still gives a little funding to ATLAS, the Asteroid Terrestrial Impact Last Alert System project at the University of Hawaii. They're hoping to build small land-based telescopes to track near-Earth objects. But full U.S. government funding never came. And so U.S. scientists have joined private startups like the B612 Foundation, a not-for-profit that's working to build a space telescope. The Canadian government, on the other hand, has made investments, and on February 25th, the Canadian Space Agency is scheduled to launch NEOSAT, or the Near-Earth Object Surveillance Satellite. Denis Laurent is senior program scientist with the Canadian Space Agency. Denis, what will this do?
Well, NEOSAT is a microsatellite that's going to take into space a small telescope, essentially to search for near-Earth asteroids.
We hear it's about the size of a large suitcase.
Well, the spacecraft, yes, is about the size of a large suitcase, about a meter wide. The telescope, though, is a 15 centimeter or about 6 inches diameter. So it's a small telescope, but it is customized essentially to search for near-Earth asteroids, and it has an optical system designed to look closer to the sun so that we can look for asteroids that are coming in even inside the Earth's orbit around the sun.
Well, I mentioned the ATLAS project at the University of Hawaii. They think it might be possible to provide maybe a day's warning for what they call a town killer asteroid. That's a 30 kiloton. Maybe a week's warning for a city killer, a 5 megaton. 3 weeks for a county killer, 100 megaton. You know, we haven't seen these in our lifetime, but this is what they're hoping their ground-based satellites would be looking for. How would you differentiate yours?
NEOSAT essentially is designed to look for the bigger asteroids. I mean, it is a small telescope, but it is designed to look for asteroids that are essentially in orbits that are within the Earth's orbit around the sun, and these are not really crossing the Earth's orbit, so there's very little chance that these would actually impact the Earth. You know, this is essentially more of a science mission than, you know, a telescope to provide warnings.
So if you're not looking for them to, you know, spot one that might impact the Earth, why are you looking for them?
Well, essentially it's to better understand how the population of these near-Earth asteroids. When we talk asteroids, usually we talk about the asteroids that are in the main belt, which is in orbit between Mars and Jupiter orbit. So there are millions of asteroids there. The ones around that are more near-Earth asteroids are fairly rare and relatively short-lived in terms of the age of the solar system. So these asteroids essentially come from the main belt. They orbit around the sun, and, you know, in orbits that cross the Earth's orbit sometimes. And we need to better understand how these behave.
Is the thinking, though, that by better understanding how they all flow as a population, we might better understand the ones that land on us?
Yeah. I mean, in a sense, we are essentially increasing our knowledge of these asteroids.
Yeah. And of course, I'm assuming that if in your work there through the Canadian program, if you do see one heading towards Earth, you'll let people know.
Of course. Essentially, like you mentioned, some of the statistics, when you look for larger ones, you tend to have a longer warning period because these can be detected at a greater distance.
Yeah.
And the greater the distance, you know, the farther away they are, we can get a better idea of the timescale and so on.
Yeah. Denis Laurent, he's senior program scientist with the Canadian Space Agency. Again, they're going to be launching NEOSAT, that's a near-Earth object surveillance satellite, on February 25th, as he said, to study the population of asteroids out there. Denis, thank you so much for speaking to us about it.
Well, thank you very much. My pleasure.
And we have a heads up on some upcoming stories, and it begins with a science geek alert. Eric Lander, who led the effort to map the human genetic code and is so famous for that, is now about to teach a free online introduction to biology course. We'll hear about that. Also, we had our top story about a Newtown shooter, Adam Lanza. We've also been hearing headlines about kids being disciplined in schools for instance, building guns out of Legos. Well, we're going to speak with Nancy Carlson Page, an expert on kids and violence. Of course, she's Matt Damon's mom, who, of course, made violent films. But we'll hear how he prohibited his image from being licensed. She says toys are the real problem. That's in the coming days. And we're back in 30 seconds here and now.